Hey everyone, welcome back to the N3s podcast. My name is Thomas and I'm here with Andres. And today we're going to go over Unforgiven, directed by Clint Eastwood and written by David Webb Peoples. And I think this is like the first Western that I've seen.
Well, you've seen Django and you've seen...
Oh yeah, I guess Django.
Yeah, you've seen Django counts. And No Country for Old Men.
Yeah,
like a neo-Western.
Yeah, but besides those, I haven't really seen like, I guess, actual Westerns. Because like Andres was telling me that like... a lot of these movies, the movies that I've seen specifically, I guess maybe not Django, but like a lot of the Westerns that I've seen are like kind of break the tropes for what are considered Westerns. But I haven't seen like, I guess, many traditional Westerns besides Django. But Django's just straight fire.
Yeah, it's just one of the best. I think it might be my favorite. It's just like so much fun.
I don't have like a ton of Western experience, but I mean, all three of Westerns I've seen have been fire. Specifically, Django's just like a straight just goated way the whole through. Time through. And then what was the other one? There Will Be Blood?
No Country for Old Men.
It had me scared. But we're here today. We're talking about Unforgiven. Starring old Clint Eastwood, but he's been old since I've been alive. Yeah. So it's like one of those things forever.
He's always been old.
Him and Morgan Freeman, I've only ever seen old.
Yeah.
The only time I ever saw Morgan Freeman young was when in Roots, I think.
He was in Roots?
I think so, or like something like that. Hell
no, I don't even know.
Some crazy shit, but I've never seen any of them young, especially Clint Eastwood. I've never seen like those old Westerns that made Clint Eastwood famous pretty much.
We'll get to them eventually, you know?
Yeah, we'll get to them, but in this movie, he's not young. And he's and yeah. I don't know, it's just like one of those things, he's watching old man play an old man.
Yeah, doing old man shit.
And just being like the coolest motherfucker ever.
Dude, he's so fucking cool. It's like crazy, like I can't believe like, this is like the epitome of like a cool ass dude.
Yeah, he's just like the coolest dude ever. Like,
everything that comes out is fucking, especially towards the end, dude. They start going band for band,
yeah,
bar for bar.
One of the, I think, craziest things that tripped me up was like hearing what he actually sounds like. Cause I've only, I've seen like a couple movies with him, but like recent movies, and he's 95 years old. So, like, I've only kind of started watching like movies and like actually paying attention to what's going on the last like 5 years. And every movie I've seen with Clint Eastwood, he just like has like the raspiest, like crazy sounding voice ever just because of his age. So hearing him like kind of what he's supposed to sound like, you know, in his 60s, I was like, oh my God, I didn't even like recognize his voice almost.
Everything he says like so meticulous, you know?
Yeah. Like
says it with
definitely
purpose.
Like the, yeah, like with very, yeah, a man with very few words,
exactly.
But they all like have very meaningful impacts, and that's like a continued thing through the whole movie.
Yeah,
starting out with just him and his kids, just like
I love the opening shot of like the whole little like piece talking about like how his wife died.
Oh yeah, and like how his mother was hit. His mother-in-law cannot understand how she would get together with like such an evil villainous man, and like for the whole movie, you don't even like. You know, he's like the main character pretty much, and you're just following his life, and it's just like this, it's like a slice of life of this old man just trying to like make some money for his kids, you know, because like he's just straight suffering out in the middle of nowhere with them. And like, and like, you know, like the whole time he's kind of going through the movie, they're like, oh, I used to be a very bad man, but that's not me anymore. Like I've done a lot of bad shit, and you don't really like, you don't know to what extent.
Yeah. What extent? Yeah. Like, you get like little bits and pieces, you know, like, okay. You know, like when the Schofield kid comes, you know, through like fucking try to get him along to like kill these people. They're just like, he's just like, oh, you know, my uncle said that you were a straight fucking cold blooded killer. And he's just like, I don't know about that. You know, I was drunk. I know that for sure. You know?
Yeah, he's just like downplaying the whole time, like how villainous he was, and you just get context clues from everyone else. Like even when they're at the campfire, and like he's telling the story when they're about to go to sleep, the three of them, and like he's about to go to sleep, and he's like, yeah, my uncle told me how you like took out these two guys just for making you mad, and then Morgan Freeman's like, I thought that was three,
I don't know, because I was drunk.
And it's just like, and he just like, it like his he is such like a, he is such like a cold-blooded killer to the point where like people, like it's underplayed like how many people
exactly he's killed. And he doesn't even know, because he was just a drunk, like
the
fucking
whole time
wild man.
And it wasn't until Ben, Morgan Freeman's character, kind of spilled the beans because he wasn't drunk the whole time. Like, he was he was conscious the whole time, and that's why I think that's one of the main reasons of why he couldn't, like, kill anymore. Yeah. Because he just remembers what, like, he wasn't just belligerent drunk the whole time, not remembering shit. Like, he was there conscious, and, like, I think it's kind of poetic in a way where the whole movie, like, Morgan Freeman's like, yeah, you know, like, I can still do all that shit. I can still hit a bird, like, through its eye while it's flying, you know? Like, I'm still, like, that guy, you know, the whole movie. Clint Eastwood's character is the one, I think his name's William, Will?
Yeah, William Money.
William Money. the names are fucking crazy. It was Ben something?
I don't even know.
Ben, like, Steedman or something, but whatever.
It's Ned Logan.
Ned Logan. Oh, Ned. My bad.
No, you're good.
Yeah, Ned. Ned.
I even forgot shit.
Morgan Freeman's character. Seen it, character.
Like, fucking six times.
But I think it's kind of poetic how they, like, Morgan Freeman's character, Ned, the whole time is like, oh, yeah, I still got it. I can still kill people.
Yeah, he's like, don't worry.
And, like, don't worry. Like, you know, I'll get this done easy. And he's like, you know, he can hit something pretty far away with his rifle. And then...
it's going to be quick money.
Yeah, and then Clint Eastwood's characters is like, oh, yeah, like, I'm not like that anymore, but I'm just doing this to, like, make money for some kid. And then towards the end of the movie, you know, it just, like, completely switches. Like,
yeah, this is where it starts to, like, okay, this is not an easy thing to kill somebody. Like, that's, when they kill the first guy, it's completely, like, oh, we're not going to go, like, a little shootout like you think cowboy movies are. Nah, they just shoot him from, like, fucking...
he doesn't even kill him. Yeah. He just, like, it's one of those things where, like, it's the West. It's 18. We deducted that it's like 1881. So, like, modern medicine doesn't exist. Doctors, hospitals, those are non-existent things. On the
or just like, you know, like, they're like ass shit.
Yeah.
Like,
and then, like, and then they live in, like, rural neighborhoods. Like, they don't live in, like, I'm assuming.
You see,
I'm
in the sure town, in, like, there's like fucking.
Yeah. Like, I'm sure in big cities, there's fucking hospitals. But, like him, he doesn't even kill him. Like, he just shoots the horse and the horse lands on his leg and that leg's fucked. It's like a 1,000-pound animal landing on your leg while, like, and especially falling, you know, you get all the momentum. So it's probably, it's more like 3,000 pounds of force landing on your fucking leg, like your leg's destroyed. So, like, I think even then immediately he realizes, like, oh, I didn't kill him, but I did kill him because he's not going to survive that leg crush, you know? There's no.
Yeah, and he just doesn't, can't take the shot.
Yeah, and he can't.
He's like, can't finish him off.
And he's shooting at him. He's, like, trying to, he's shooting at him, but, like, not shooting at him.
Yeah.
Whatsoever. He's just like, I can't do it. I can't do it. I'm not built like this anymore.
Yeah, and it's just, like, it's just fucked up because, you know, he hits him in the, he just gets the gut shot, you know, and the dude just crawls away and he's just standing there, you know, and obviously, like, the kid's just like, oh, we got him. Did we get him, you know, like, and he's just like, they're like, it's crazy because they're just having, like, this back and forth, you know. He's just like, oh, my God, they got me, you know. And the guy's like, you deserve it, the little, you know, the kid, you know. He's like, you deserve it, piece of shit, you know what I mean. And they're just kind of like, it is what it is, you know. Like, this is just fucked, you know.
Yeah, and it's like, oh,
he's like screaming for water. He's just like thirsty. It's like those, like, little things, like, damn, bro, that's just fucked up, you know.
Yeah, and that's like a thing I've heard when, like, you're dying, you know, you get, like, suddenly thirsty and shit.
Yeah, he's just like, oh, I'm thirsty, you know. Like, it's just like a random kind of thing, you know, that's, like, really, like, impactful, that's, like, fucked up. It's like, damn. And he's just like, give him water, bro. You know, it's like, we're not gonna shoot you.
Yeah, and he knows he's fucking dying.
Yeah.
And the thing is, like, the whole time, I guess it's one of those things. I haven't seen many Western, but I've heard in the Western tropes.
Yeah.
I thought they were just gonna fucking kill the whole crew that was with him. No, they were specifically just trying to kill.
Yeah, they're just gonna kill that guy.
The two dudes and him specifically that they shoot, the younger one. The one, honestly, I think what it adds more to the movie that, like, early in the movie, you see early that he was just a lot nicer. And, you know, he actually didn't do anything. That was the crazy part. Like, he even tried to stop his friend from cutting up.
Yeah, I think that makes it more impactful that they killed the one that's, like, he's pretty innocent, you know. He's with the piece of shit dude. Like, he tried to break up the fight, you know what I mean? So it's like, oh, you know what I mean?
He tried to make it to where, like,
but I guess they don't know that, too.
Yeah, you're right.
They
just know that two dudes cut up this
girl and
this girl,
and they exaggerate it. So, like, they exaggerate it so much, like, the girls, you know, so, like, people can actually come and kill these guys.
Yeah, they say, like, oh, they
cut her out her eyes.
Cut her eye. I cut her cut out her eyes. They cut off her ears. They cut off her nipples. That's crazy. Yeah. That's like straight fucking torture methods that they were that people were propaganding that they were doing to this girl. Mm-hmm. And like, I just love it. He's just like a. Like, he's just so clumsy. Like, he cannot, like, seem to lock in whatsoever. That's the thing.
It's like, oh, you know, you seen Clint Eastwood, like, fucking kick ass, you know, in all these movies, and then he can't even get on his fucking horse.
Yeah, the horse.
He can't even shoot, like, that's why I think it's funny, like, in the beginning where he's trying to shoot, like, the fucking tin can. He can't even shoot that shit, like, almost point blank, you know?
Yeah, like, he can't fucking shoot straight at all. Mm-hmm. And I knew it from then. It's like, oh, like, you know, either he just fucking dies or we get to, like, a scene where he locks the fuck in and just doesn't miss. Thankfully, we got that because that was straight fire.
Yeah, dude, the ending is like so fucking lit. Like, it just like,
ooh. Like, he just locks. He's like, okay, you guys are. And like, the thing is, like, he wasn't scared. Well, he was, I guess it's one of those things like he is afraid to die, you know, because he went sick. When he was sick in the barn house, he's like, I'm afraid of dying.
Yeah, but that's the thing. He's just like, it's like one of those things, like, now that he's not a drunk, you know, he kind of like seeing things more clear.
And his, like, wife made him realize that.
Yeah, and like, he's killed all these people. That's what, like, a lot of, like, throughout the movie, that, like, him specifically, it's like all this regret, you know, that he has, you know, especially when he gets sick and shit like that. Even before, he's just like, I can't believe I killed one of the best, like, I think is like, sounds like fucking insane. He's like, I shot somebody's teeth through their head or some shit like that.
Yeah.
That shit sounds crazy.
And like, when he's just
like, sick, I don't know why I did it.
Hallucinating.
You know, he's just like, I don't even know, like, why I did it. Like, once I got sobered up, like, I can't even tell you, like, why I shot that guy. It's like, crazy.
He's just, like, the belligerent, evil drunk. And the thing is, like, he was good. So he was just, like, that evil drunk where he was, like, he didn't know what the fuck was happening at the time. But he was also really good at what the fuck he did.
Yeah.
So he was just, like, oh, just a straight murdering, murdering asshole.
Straight evil as fuck.
And then, like, the whole time he's just, like, reminiscing about his dead wife.
Yeah.
And I like it that, like, he is, like...
He's trying to be a better person.
Yeah.
And he's saying, like, his wife really helped him become, like, you know...
Overcome all those things that he
was. Yeah, but, like, you could see how fucking evil he was, you know? Like, it's one of those things, you know what I mean?
And his wife really, like, kind of... And it was so funny because his wife is, like, so young compared to him.
Yeah, I know. Like, come on,
like,
bro.
She died, like, at 29, and he's, like, a 60-year-old. Well, I don't know how he's old, supposed to be.
Yeah,
he's like, supposed to be old.
Yeah, it's like, okay, he's old as fuck. She's, like, 29. Yeah, I was like, come on, bro.
He's like...
Like, we ain't buying him young.
Yeah, I know. I was like... If he's so,
what the fuck,
like,
you know?
I think maybe he's supposed to be, like, a 50-year-old or something. It might just be one of those
things, you know, that I fucking,
but, like,
you know?
Yeah, it's just like, hey, back then, they didn't give a fuck. You know, you got... You were a young woman. You just got with the old man. Mm-hmm. And she did that, and then she died before him, an old man. And she died pretty young, 29. It says on her gravestone, you know.
Yeah, shit's crazy.
And she gave him two kids. Two kids were like, the little girl probably doesn't even know what she remember what she like her mom
she
looks
even
like.
Yeah, that too. Yeah.
Like, she has no recollection of what her mom looked like.
It's crazy. He just leaves those fucking kids there.
Yeah.
It's so such a crazy thing.
Going back to the beginning of the movie, you know, like, he is struggling. He was struggling with his family. Immediately, you can tell that, like, he's not built for this.
Yeah, he's not built for the farm life.
He's not built for the farm life whatsoever. And, like, immediately in the movie, like, he's not built for the farm life. And, like, the young kid comes up and he's like, yo, I heard from my uncle that you are an evil killing machine.
Yeah, definitely. Like, this is, like, you can see where Red Dead Redemption gets the inspiration, you know what I mean? Because, like, your character is just, like, old, you know, he was, like, in a whole gang, you know what I mean? And, like, with a bunch of savages, you can kind of see that here, you know what I mean? That, like, he's, like, even in fucking Red Dead, he's, like, a fucking farmer. Like, he's, like, a...
Yeah, you know, I remember that.
Yeah,
I remember
Red Dead 1, you know, John Marston's, like, a farmer, but it's, like, okay, he was, like, in this terrible-ass gang doing terrible shit. You know what I mean? And it's just funny.
A group of terrible-ass dudes just up
to shit. You can see he's new to this, bro.
Yeah.
I'm new to this, bro.
He's trying to leave... He tried to hit the isekai. I was reborn as a farmer in another life.
Exactly.
But he was not man enough for that.
He was not man enough. He's just, all right, fuck you, get this quick buck, you know?
He needs the money. Like, his pay. And it's like, it just kind of stacks up at the beginning, you know, where, like, he has no wife. So he can't, like, go out and work or anything. Like, maybe make some extra money doing some other random tasks. Mm-hmm. Like, no, he has to stick to the farm life. and like his kids are just like,
oh yeah, and the pigs are getting sick and shit like that. Yeah, so he's like, all right,
yeah,
he has to hit this lick. You know what I mean?
The pigs are getting sick the whole time, and they're like, it just kind of, it's, it does a really good job at building that, like, damn, I really need the fucking money. And like the kid showing up is just like kind of like a good coincidence where like he can go make some money and then just come back and just kind of live out with what he has, you know? And then that was his plan originally.
Yeah.
And then he's like, and like as soon as the kid leaves, like you see him just try to go back to, you know, farming, and immediately just eat a face full of shit.
Shit. Yeah.
Just eat a face full of shit, you know, just fall in the fucking pig pen, and like, you know, it's like the 1880, so like he's just like walking around where they like shit, piss, do everything, you know, he just falls, just like, oh my dude, I don't fuck with animals like that. Like, like, my family's just a bunch of big farmers, you know, like my mom, my sister and my dad love animals and they don't give a fuck about touching like the weird parts of them. I would never, I would never do some shit like that. Like just seeing him eat the face full of shit, I was like, oh, you're cooked.
I don't know. I would definitely love that kind of lifestyle.
Oh, hell
that
no.
Farm life.
That whole that farm fire. Life. I couldn't do it. I do like nature and I like seeing stuff and I fuck with animals, but me physically like being the one interacting and like fucking with the animals, I don't think I could do it. Yeah. It's not for me. I definitely.
Yeah, I love. He's just like, I love the trees out here. You know, now that I'm not drunk and just normal dude. You know, he's like, I can kind of just enjoy taking life. You know,
that's when he's sick, right? Like after he wakes up.
Yeah, he wakes up. He's with that and beautifully shot. You know what I mean? Like, oh my god, that landscape in the background. He's talking to the chick that got cut up. You know,
she's just like,
and he's like crazy because he's not trying. He's not like trying to be a piece of shit no more.
Yeah, like he's
so that's what you think. Like he's all right. He's like, okay, you know he's done some shit in the past, but not to the extent. You know what I mean? And then like the girl like offers herself up. You know what I mean? He's like, nah, I got a wife. You know, he has some self-control.
Yeah, and like at first he just says no, and then she immediately kind of takes offense. She's like, oh, I didn't mean. You know, like I'm fucking.
Yeah.
She's like implying that she's fucking ugly because she got. It's one of those things like, she got cut up, but like I guess maybe people probably did give a fuck about like she has to be like perfect porcelain doll type of thing.
Yeah.
Or like to if you want to be like a
I'm pretty sure they don't prostitute. Give a fuck, but it's more that the other whores dude, you know, like they got disrespected, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like nobody's gonna help them, you know what I mean? But like the owner's like, I can't do shit with her.
They're prostitutes. They're like worse than fucking they're like another animal pretty much to like.
Yeah, she even says, she's like, we got to be worth more than fucking horses.
Yeah.
You know? And it's like, damn, bro. You know?
She's right.
Like, she's right, yeah.
And
it's crazy.
She's, for what it was back then, she's way progressive because from, like, the tales I've seen and, like, even, like, not just even Western, but, like, in Chinese traditional, like, how it was back then, like, there was, like, the head shift lead prostitute, you know? And usually the shift lead prostitute was just a piece of shit like the rest of, like, the people. Yeah, in power.
Man in the horse.
Yeah, where she would, like, she would just, her whole role and job was just to keep the younger prostitutes in check, to make sure that they never went on the line. And then whenever some shit like that happened, they were, like, forced to just, like, buckle down and just fucking take it and just do nothing about it. But in this movie, I think maybe that's what breaks other tropes, where it's, like, she doesn't do that. You know, she's, like, fighting for, like, to have some rights, you know, like, not to be fucking
for
horses.
For justice, bro.
Yeah.
And it's crazy that, like, the sheriff, that's also the thing. He's, like, he's not the good guy. He's, like, he's a piece of shit, too.
Yeah.
As well, sheriff, you know what I mean?
He's just a piece of shit human with, like, who just happens to be a real, really good shot, too, you know? Like, it's just, like, he's, like, he's also, like, a legendary, pretty much, like, legendary in quotation marks. But he's, like, a known, like, person to be, like, just a straight villain. But he somehow ended up being the sheriff of this town.
Oh, yeah, and this,
what's it called, Whiskey Town or something?
Yeah, Whiskey.
Yeah.
And it's crazy. It's like, you know, like, that's why, like, the English Bob character's there, you know what I mean? To, like, show, like, these over-exaggerated, like, tales, you know what I mean? And, like, none of them are kind of true or none of them are, like...
Says they played out.
Exactly. So now, and it's like, they're trying to, like, kind of, like... And then, like, him, you know what I mean? He's like, okay, now he's the sheriff. Like, he's a piece of shit, you know what I mean? He's probably always been, but he's just like... Oh, no, I know what's, like, right and shit like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
just because he has power, he believes he has the higher moral code.
Exactly. Yeah. And he's just like, all right.
Yeah, and you get to know, like, the little town and everything. and like the reporter's just there like trying to film.
Yeah, that's the whole English Bob, like his character is just to like set that these like old tales that are like, or like, you know what I mean, they're just supposed to represent, oh shit, you know, like these guys were like sick as fuck, you know, but nothing played out how
how cowboys were just like
woohoo, just, you know, going like out, you went in there, like, saved the day, slaying, you know?
saving the day. I think hell, I don't know, no, you have to tell me how like accurate that, you know? This is, but like, weren't most killings just done by like the person not even getting a chance to fire, right?
Well, yeah, that's what he says, you know what I mean? Like, I forgot what the fuck his name is, but like, he was like something, he had like two big guns, but like, it was actually just because he had a big dick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it was exaggerated.
He was known as two something Tuco or something like that. Yeah, like something about two, but it wasn't because he carried two guns, it's because he just had a really big fucking dick. Like, I'm like, what?
Yeah, and that guy just like killed him while he was, you know, like he was fucking drunk and he blew his fucking leg off because he tried to like pull out his gun too fast. And he just like executed him. It wasn't nothing like.
And before he shot him in his hand, blew up his fucking hand.
No, he didn't shoot. His gun blew up in his hand.
Oh, yes.
It's because he tried to pull out. The guy shot him, you know? He tried to shoot at him, and the other guy tried to fucking shoot back, but he actually shot his foot, and he took another shot, and he blew his fucking hand.
Yeah, off. And the fucking gun got stuck, and he just blew up his fucking hand.
And then he executed him. Piece of shit. Like, there was no glory in that. Yeah. You know what I mean?
There was nothing cool about that. He just fucking. He just blew himself up. He pretty much took himself out the game. And then, what was his name? Sorry.
Fucking English Bob.
English Bob just kind of finished the job, and he's, like, taking all the credit to, like, his biographer.
Yeah, I know.
Classic. The Duke of Death. And, you know,
duck.
It's got to be, like, so, the duck. It got to be some, like, cool-ass name.
Yeah, and he's just, like, literally just trying to rage bait everybody.
Yeah, and he's just trying to look. And he's, like, acting purposely, like, bigger than he is, you know, when they're in the train. And he's like, he's just rage baiting everyone about like there being a queen and stuff, and like how they have a president, and like
the president was,
and like the president Garfield had just been murdered, and he's like, this is why you should have a queen and king, because no one would ever dare
you would
to.
Stand. He's like, if you point the gun at him, you would put it down and just stand in awe.
Yeah, it's just crazy. Just and it's like not even, he doesn't even like mean it as much. He's just trying to fucking rage bait everyone.
And like he's done this before, because even like fucking little Bill's just like, oh, you're still doing the fucking queen, like the king and queen kind of like fucking act, bruh.
Yeah, and he's just like baiting people so that they'll like take him up like in a shooting challenge, pretty much. Mm-hmm. So that way he's pretty much like smoking. A con man. Like that's all he is. Like
he's just trying to gas himself up, because he's that dude's just like the fucking dude that's writing a book on him, just his memoir. It's trying to like, you know, he's just trying to look cooler than what the fuck he is, or you know what I mean? It's like trying to be part of like one of those legendary tales, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he's right. And then like, the fucking sheriff just like
starts. I love it, because you think it's going to be like oh shit, this is going to be like a shootout. Hell nah.
He just takes
his gun and just jumps the shit out of him.
Yeah, and he's just like so scared when he recognizes who he is. He's like, oh, I know this guy's a real villain. Like he will take my ass.
Well, it says like they know each other, you know what I mean? And he's like, oh, yeah, this guy's just, like, he knows he's full of shit, you know what I mean? And he's the king of this, you know, he's running this fucking town now, so he's going to obviously.
Yeah, back then, if you were the sheriff of a town, you were the straight, like, leader pretty much.
Even that, like, he beats the shit out of him, and everybody was just like, oh, shit, you know, like.
Yeah, everyone just watches. All right,
that was not that lit, you know what I mean? Like, once he's, like, really beating the shit out of him, everybody's just like, ugh.
That's one of those things in Western media, and I guess in maybe, like, medieval times, where, like, Did people really form crowds just to go watch people hang? Like, I
think so.
I don't
it's
even
It's, like,
know.
Always shown, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's always shown.
It was, like, a
like,
public spectacle, you know what I mean? Like, fuck. I guess you don't have entertainment, you know?
Yeah, I guess there was no fucking entertainment.
And this guy was, like,
an
evil
then,
piece of
besides
shit.
Besides just, like, well, fucking, I guess, is the only form of entertainment.
Well, there you
had,
go.
So.
I love it. It's, like, oh, they're going to come and play billiards. How do you say it? Billiards?
Billiards, yeah.
Yeah, it's like pool, right?
Yeah.
And I love it. He's like, they burned that shit like years ago.
Yeah.
Like, it's just a whorehouse.
Yeah, he's like, there's no fucking billiards back then. He's like, no, it wasn't even burnt. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
was,
they
said
they burned it down.
They burned it for wood because it got cold. They're like, oh, that they burned that shit like 3 years ago when it got really cold.
Yeah, it's like, this shit's just a whorehouse, bro.
Yeah. You know? You go in the bottom and drink, and then you go upstairs and get a prostitute.
Yeah.
This shit's crazy.
You know.
And it's crazy. The only women you see, if I'm remembering correctly, are the prostitutes. Like, you don't
see they're women in the background, but, like, it's, like, the main force is just, like, the prostitutes.
Yeah, and then all the cowboys everywhere.
Yeah.
It is interesting about their town that they just, like, don't allow guns.
Yeah, it's, like, Ordinance 14. They're, like, you have to go you know, turning your firearms
in.
Which is a good way, you know. So I think it's like, because they're trying to be civilized now. All right, you can't have these guys just coming in and just shooting up the motherfucking place. So, like, it's like, come turn in your guns and then you can just chill out here.
Which is insane for, like, America's, because even now, like, this is how pretty much everywhere else in the world people do it. Like, only the police and the government have guns, and if, and then, like, normal citizens don't. That's not a thing in America. And it's, like, very, like it's, like, people, like, it's, like, the Second Amendment or whatever, and people just, like, use it to, like, their full advantage, where people just, like, have a stockade of guns just, like, in their houses, being, like, a normal citizen. Like, you're never going to need any, you're not never going to need that much shit. Which is, like, weird, because, like, in this one town in America, they, like, no guns, but everywhere else, you're cool. And nowadays, everywhere, everyone has guns, pretty much.
Yeah.
And then we...
I love it when they, like, when they show up to town, dude. I love it because, like, that immediately starts fucking raining, you know? And, like, he gets sick immediately, his old ass. Fucking gets hella sick, bro. And then he starts having those
just a little non-flashbacks.
Bit
of, just a little bit of rain after they pick up.
They get to the Schofield kid. Yeah, I love it. When they get to him, he's just, like, fucking shooting wildly, you know? He's just like...
Oh, yeah. They meet up. They, like, he goes pick up Ned and his, like, Native American wife. And, like, dude, she's just like, he's like, ah, dude, she fucking's giving me the evil eye, bro. He's like, bro, I'm fucking scared, bro. Yeah,
she, like, remembers, like, how evil this motherfucker is. Like, yeah, oh, like, you can only bring it evil. You can,
yeah, like, she knows what he was like.
When he pulls up, it's just evil shit.
Like, his Ned's wife knows exactly. He knew him when he was straight just on his heresy.
Yeah.
When he's just straight fucking villain. And he's like, dude, she knows what I was like back then, bro. Yeah. Like, she gave me the evil eye.
He's like, you be all right.
Yeah. He's like, and this is, like, the whole thing. He's, like, playing up that, like, ah, bro, don't worry about it.
Yeah, it's, you'll like, be all right. You know what I mean? You'll be okay.
When he's also not a killer anymore. And it is crazy, like.
And I love it because he's just like, I'm really changed, bro. You know, he's like, don't drink or do nothing. He's like, I really changed. Nope.
And I do like it, like, the whole movie, it kind of sets up that, like, he has changed, though, and, like, as soon as he kind of has to, like, revert back to how he was, he, like, immediately starts drinking.
Yeah, when the chick starts bringing up his past.
Yeah, she's like, oh, my God, we heard of your story of William.
William Money.
William Money, how, like, you would kill women and children and everything, and you would just slaughter people just for the fun of it.
Yeah, killed, like, a general or some shit.
Yeah,
something like an army or something.
You killed an army general. Like, he's, like, the most evil human being ever.
Yeah, she's just, like. List, just reading the list off of all the evil shit he's done.
Yeah, like, and they got it out of Ned after, like, they were just beating his ass to fucking death.
Yeah, that shit is crazy.
And they do.
Yeah.
They beat him to death. That shit was crazy.
I love it because they're like, woohoo. You know, they're all, like, celebrating. Like, didn't just beat his ass to
they
death.
They just
like,
beat his ass to
and
death.
And they're the good guys.
Yeah.
Like, that shit's crazy.
Honestly, it's not everything's like this, but, like, some people still, like, celebrate, like, shit like that. Like, when, like, I don't know why I remember this, but, like, one of the, from a J. Cole song, like, he's talking about, like, he remembers he was in a hotel lobby watching when they killed Bin Laden, and there was just a bunch of white women in front of him, like, celebrating that they got Bin Laden. Yeah. Like, people just, like, you know, celebrate death when they think that they're, like, the correct force.
It's justified.
Yeah.
You know?
And, like, yeah, whatever. Terrible example because it was fucking Bin Laden. But even like his perspective, like, damn, these guys are cheering for like someone getting killed for being fucking evil when like there is no cheering in death, I think.
Yeah.
Even when someone's fucking
evil. And like, I think it's like one of the absolute cinema. Yeah. Like when the Schofield kids, you know, he's sitting down and just like fucking drinking like a motherfucker and he's just like, it don't seem real. You know what I mean? That he's never going to breathe again.
Yeah. Like he took a life. Yeah.
That's, like, it's such a like a. Hard bar, you know what I mean? Like, he's just
never
can't
gonna
believe
again.
Yeah, dude. Then when he says that, I'm like, damn, bro, I get chills. Like, it's crazy, bro. Like, it's such a good bar, you know?
And then they're just going bar for bar while like the girl's pulling up to tell them, giving them the money.
He's like, it's all in account of pulling the trigger. And then, like, dude, that whole part, Clint Eastwood's just fucking cooking, bro. Like, everything he says is just like so fucking good. He's like, it's a hell of a thing killing a man. You know, you take everything that he was and everything that he was going to be.
Yeah. That
is such a goated bar,
fire.
Bro. Like, it's so fucking good, bro. Like, that whole scene is just, like, perfect.
Yeah, and like the whole conversation back and forth is just
yeah
poetic. Like the whole thing is just like, is this man who killed countless times and the kid who was like, and of course it's like it, like it comes out that he was just bluffing the whole time. You know, he hadn't killed a single fucking person.
Yeah,
and then like, but he did it. You know, he went up to that bathroom and he shot that guy like 3 times, made sure his ass was dead.
Yeah, I love he's just describing like, you know, he shot him 3 times and then he just breaks down.
Yeah, he immediately just like, starts damn, crying. Bro. And then Clint Eastwood's like, take another drink, son.
Yeah, dude.
Or kid or whatever.
Yeah, kid.
Yeah, he's like.
The scope. I love it. He gives himself his own name.
And yeah, like everything. That, like, know? He's playing up his own tale. And he's like, I'm not going to. This was my one and only. I'm going back. He's like, you can take my money.
He said, I'm not like you. Yeah. I'm never going to be like you.
Yeah.
It was the one. And it was like, okay, you know, you see it. Like he says, you know, it's a hell of a thing killing a man, you know what
and
I mean?
He like, killed shit, like the crazy. Only, he didn't deserve to die, you know, no one deserves to die, but like he killed the one that like actually did the crime, you know, he cut her up and fucking, and he killed probably the only one that people could justify that was deserved of the killing, you know? And even then, like, it's still just like a crazy thing that like, he, no matter what, like he, to him, it didn't feel right whatsoever.
Yeah. I love it because, you know, he's just like, oh, he's like, is that how it was back then? You know, like, bullets whizzing by, you know, like just
smoke,
all the gun
everywhere,
smoke. And he's just like, I don't know.
I guess it was. And it's just like the whole time he just replayed. Yeah, the whole time he's just replaying that, like, he was just like this drunk. He didn't remember fucking anything he was fucking doing. Yeah. He was just shooting.
Exactly.
He was just fucking just shooting shit up and then getting fucking drunk the whole time. And it's crazy that he went from like the whole time he's like, you're realizing that this was just straight drunk and he just gave it all up.
Yeah.
And he dead ass just gave it all up for his wife, Claudia. Shout out.
Shout out to Claudia, like, taming this fucking villain. But she's gone now and the monster comes out.
Classic, yeah. He's
the evil comes out.
You play at night.
And it's crazy, like, when that girl comes up and starts, like, telling him, like, everything he's done, she's, like, fucking scared.
Yeah, she's scared to, like, face him. Because he, like, she, like,
killed women and children. Yeah. And he's just like, yep. You
he's
know,
like, he's like, yeah, I guess I did do that. I'm like, oh shit, you really did that.
And this it's just crazy.
Yeah, like you can just tell that she's just fucking scared, even like looking at him. Yeah. She's like, they realize that they're looking at the face of a fucking monster.
Yeah.
And then like, and then it's so sick. She's like, okay, like, and then like he's just kind of taking it all in. You know, the job's done. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, he's just like. We'll split up the money. You know,
yeah,
like,
let's go. We'll meet. We'll catch up to Ned heading south. She's like, Ned's dead. And he's like this. Immediately locks
what?
In. What? What? What do you mean he's dead? She's like, he's heading south. We're going to go meet up with him. And she's like, no, they caught him.
And they killed him, you know.
And they beat him and he died while they were beating him. Like, I don't know why she just couldn't say they beat him to death, but like.
And he's like, damn. And then the part he wakes up is like. They have his body outside the
saloon. Oh, yeah. They just
and
have,
he's like, what?
They're like, they have his body outside the saloon? She's like, yeah, just to show an example. And he's like, okay, guess I got to lock the fuck
up. Yeah, he's like, grab the money. You know what I mean? He's like, I'll meet you.
Yeah,
you know, like,
yeah, I'll meet you down. I'll meet you where Kansas or whatever, wherever yeah. like he's from. He's like, I'll meet you down there. You know, just make sure that like. This whole place is like this whole scene is like so good and
yeah, like I can talk is, about this shit for
yeah,
hours. Like,
it's so
fucking good.
The writing is so spot on and everything that like bar for bar you kind of remember the lines because there's not even that many lines. Like yeah. It's kind of all just like there's pauses and everything. Like he's speaking slow but like mm-hmm. in a serious tone.
Yeah.
And like he's like, okay, you go back and if I don't show up in 2 weeks. Tell my kids to go to, like, the neighbor's house or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, if I'm not back in a week. Because he's, you know, he's about to pull up to the function. He's like, give me your pistol.
Yeah.
He's like, I won't be needed anymore. He said, I'm not going to be like you. Yeah. Which is so fire, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's like, it's okay. You can,
dude,
you can keep
it.
You
can actor,
have
bro.
It.
That kid, the Schofield kid. He wasn't in another movie. This was, like, his last movie.
Really?
One and done.
Fuck. He said,
just
let me.
Fire, bro.
He said, let me hit this and then never. It was like in the movie where he. Got the one kill.
Yeah.
He got the one movie. Killed that shit. That and they never showed up again.
He sang his one song, bro.
Like,
I don't know what that scene when he just, you know, when he breaks down is just like so like ingrained. Like it's so it's one of those ones I watch back on YouTube because it's like,
fuck.
Damn, bro.
You watch the clip.
The pain in his dick is like, I could feel it. I could see it.
You could feel the pain in his dick.
Yeah. It's so fucking good, bro.
And then Clint Eastwood is like, I gotta lock the fucking
door. Dude, I love it. Dude, that whole ending is so fucking good. The last 30 minutes of this shit, like, you can't make this shit up. And I was like, dude, it ends perfect. It's like, you know he's gonna have to go fucking crazy.
Yeah.
You know
he's yeah. He's like, I gotta fucking get revenge on my boy. Even if it's just like the two people, he's like, I'm gonna go out and kill. Cause he got two targets. The guy who is parading his body outside the billiard, and then the guy who did it.
Yeah, I love it. He's like, who owns this shithole? And he's just like, everybody's just silent, you know?
Yeah.
Dude, he looks so fucking cool, bro. And like the whole fucking get up.
Yeah,
bro.
The angles and like everything is just spot on. They just make him look like the coolest motherfucker ever. Cause he is. And like, who owns this shit? And then like, no one, I'm surprised he like caught, like he says it's him, you know? Like, I guess it's like one of those things
they don't. Somebody was gonna tell.
Yeah, true.
You know, cause he's just like.
And I think maybe it's like they didn't assume that like he was, like he had the gun, he had it loaded, but I guess people like didn't really think that he'd fucking do it.
Yeah.
And then he's like, boom.
He's like, the dude in the back, move.
Yeah, he's like,
he's like, all right, sir.
He's like,
move.
Yeah, everyone's like moving. Everyone's like, oh shit, he means it. And the thing is, like, he's clearly just trying to get these two fucking dudes, you know? He's not trying to kill anyone else, not unnecessarily. Yeah. And, like, he's like, everyone move from behind him. Mm-hmm. And then immediately as they move, boom! Don't even give him a chance to fucking defend himself or nothing. Well, there's nothing to defend. They were parading his boy's body outside. And then the whole time you can just see, and it's like, says, like, this is what we do to murderers or whatever, right? Yeah.
I love it because when he goes in there and then like once he blows that guy away and he's like, what, you fucking coward? He's like, you're just going to blow that guy away? He's like, hell yeah.
He's like, yeah.
He got my fucking friend's body out front, piece of shit, you know?
That's exactly what I'm going to do.
And I love it. He's just like, what, William Money, the guy that kills women and children? He's like, dude, oh my God, the bar is so lit, dude. He's just like.
Bar for bar.
He's like, I've killed women and children and everything that like walked and crawled.
Yeah, he's
once
like.
Once in this life. I was like, fire, bro.
He's like, and I'll do it again.
Yeah, dude. I was like, yeah, I don't give a fuck. It's crazy, you know. He's like, I killed women and children, like literally the things you're not supposed to kill.
And he's like,
I'll do it again.
I'll do it again right here, right now for you. And he means it, you know. He says like,
yeah,
when he's leaving the town, he's like, if I find out that any of you fucking,
you better bury him right, or else I'll come back and kill it. Like your whole
generation.
He's and like, burn your house
down. I'll kill you. I'll kill your wife. I'll kill Kit. And then I'll fucking burn your house down. I'll make sure you never existed.
Your name will fucking means it, bro.
Yeah, you'll be wiped off the fucking history pretty much.
So nope. Fucking lit, dude. It's like, oh my God. Pure evil, but I'm here for it.
Yeah. I'm rooting for the bad guy type of shit.
Turned out.
Yeah.
Turns out like.
If there was no good guy in this movie.
Hell
and
yeah,
I was rooting for the worst one.
Exactly. And I love he's just like. Well, it's like the whole like kind of like. Oh, like these legends and shit like that. And he shoots his ass down, you know. No honor duel.
Yeah, no honor duel.
Just blows out little Bill. He blows him away.
I think that's one of those things that like people like play up a lot in like Western media and like Western, just all that in general. Cowboys. Mm-hmm. Most people who got killed was just like a shot to the back of the head or a shot to the from the back, you know? Like that's how people died.
Yeah, and it's like
there was no honor duels.
That's what I'm saying, but it's supposed to be like the good and the bad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that's like it's a clear cut, you know what I mean? Like the sheriff's a good guy. Bad guys are the bad guys.
Everyone was just straight bad here.
Yeah. You blurring the lines.
Yeah. Like the sheriff was.
And he's just like, I don't deserve to. He's like, I don't deserve this.
I don't deserve
and
this.
And he says, dude, it's so good. He's like, deserving has nothing to do with this.
Go.
Blows his ass away.
Boom. A straight. And he's like, he fucking just holds. And then the whole time he's just looking down on him. No. The light skinned stare. The light skinned stare at him holding the fucking gun and just blows his fucking head away.
I love it. Yeah, it's like, because he blows away like fucking five other guys.
Yeah.
And then the fucking writer's just like, oh, so I think you're supposed to take out like, everybody says you're supposed to take out the one that's like more like,
has the most experience.
Yeah, the most experience. He's just like, nah. I'm squeezing my nuts and pulling the trigger, dog.
And he's like, well, I think you got him because you got the sheriff first. He's like, it was just luck, I guess.
Yeah, dude.
Goats.
That's it, and it all plays into that shit. Like, he just doesn't give a fuck. He's just like, it's all luck.
Yeah, it's all luck.
You know, he just like, his fucking gun doesn't even, the shotgun doesn't even shoot.
Yeah, Deadhead's like misfires the second shot, and everyone's like, shoot him, and he's like,
ooh. It's so awesome, and it's so clumsy.
Yeah.
He throws a shotgun at him, you know, he blasts his ass, and everybody starts shooting but missing, you know, because everybody's just like, oh, shit.
Everyone's fucking scared.
Yeah.
Like, this old man just killed the shotgun, the fucking owner of the, like, it's one of those things you think everyone's just like fucking hard-boiled, ready to fucking kill, but no, everyone's scared.
Yeah.
Like, everyone is fucking scared. This dude's just fucking going in here and killing people.
He literally just showed up and shot the fucking sheriff. Yeah. You know, like, or yeah, like, shot the, like, just went the in owner? Here. The sheriff, yeah, the owner's there, and he just, like, the sheriff's there. He didn't give a fuck. He still blew his ass away.
Yeah, he's just like,
watch in front this. Of the whole fucking town. You know, like, he does not give a fuck. Like, he's that guy. Yeah. And everybody knows who the fuck he is now. So yeah. It's like,
everyone knows. Yeah, everyone knows who he is. Maybe not what he looks like, but everyone knows who the fuck he is. And like, they're like, oh my God, it's him.
Yeah, and he even says, he comes out, you know, that's like when he's like, I killed everything that like walked and crawled. Like, once you hear that, okay, this guy's a fucking monster.
You're cooked.
Yeah, like, holy shit.
Yeah, I think it's funny because, like, if anyone's a Duke of Death, it's him.
Literally.
Yeah. Like, he, and then it misfires, and then he just starts killing everyone because everyone starts pulling out their guns, and he's like, boom, doesn't miss a shot. He's like,
and he doesn't give a fuck. Like, the last sheriff, the fucking fat dude, he's gonna walk away, shoots him right in the fucking back, dude. You know?
Oh, really? I didn't pay attention to that.
Yeah, it was like the fat sheriff, dude. He tries to get away, and he just shoots his ass in the back. He didn't give a fuck.
Only one of them gets away, but I think it's because he runs out immediately. Yeah. Oh, it's because it was one of the younger ones, right? He's like, you better get, or I'm
kidding. Well, yeah, he's like, if you don't want to fucking die, get the fuck out.
He's like, because I will take your ass out.
Dude, so fucking late. And then the ride is just like, oh, he's like, pass me that fucking gun. He's like, you armed? Because he's like, oh, dude, I love it. Because he's like, he's going to kill his ass, you know, yeah. If he's armed. Like, he didn't give a fuck. And he's like, I'm not armed.
If he said he had a weapon, he was cooked.
And I like it because, you know, he's kind of going off like, you know, once fucking English Bob is out, he goes to, you know, Gene Hackman's character. Little, you know, what is it?
Little Bob?
Little Bill.
Little Bill.
And then, like, Little Bill gets blown the fuck away. Now he's going to Clint Eastwood. But Clint Eastwood's like, nah. You know, he's like, he doesn't he's want like the clout. You
yeah,
know what I mean?
he's like, oh my God. Like,
you can really tell he wants to write like about him. He's like, get the fuck out of here before
like,
I kill your
he's
ass.
He's like, yeah.
He thinks he's going to want the clout? Hell no.
Hell no. He's more of a
business. Strictly murder.
This was strictly for his friend. He couldn't let his friend go out like that.
Fire. Dude, it's so fucking sick, bro. The ending is like so fucking perfect, dude.
Yeah, it was definitely worth like the slow burn, you know, of them like looking, everyone's just kind of investigating. They're kind of setting up like the whole, everything's just played up in Western movies with English John and English Bob, and Silly and Little Bill.
The Schofield kid, you know, he's going to be.
Yeah, like everyone's just like playing up their character than they actually were, you know, like if anything, the only one who actually was who they say whether what they were was Little Bill and William Money.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, everyone's just playing up. And, like, the whole, first part of the movie, most of the movie is just, like, kind of all set up, you know? And just then
the journey, you know?
Yeah, the journey. And then, like, as soon as they, like, get the first guy, like, William.
Which one?
Ned?
Yeah.
He's like, I can't do this, bro.
Yeah, he freezes locks.
Yeah, he just locks and he locks up. He's like, know? I can't fucking do it, bro. I'm not built like this no more.
Yeah. Thought you can just go and just for a killing. That's how they get. He's like, I'm going for a killing. He's like, you guys down? Like, it's something light.
Yeah.
That's like, what's like crazy. It's like something light. Like, we're just going to go out here on a weekend, on a week, just kill this motherfucker and get paid and just come back.
And just dip.
Hell
yeah, nah. And everyone tries to show up to the sound to like make sure I guess like the bounty's true and that the money's there and get clues. Yeah. I guess
whore's gold.
Yeah,
crazy. Shout out. Crazy. That's why he beats up fucking English Bob so bad, you know. He's just like making an example. He's just like, you want this whore's gold, this is what's gonna happen to your ass. Get your ass beat
his ass in front of fucking everyone, the public humility. And then he the whole scene in the fucking jail where he's just like fucking with both of them, you know. Like, he's just like, that shit's insane. Like, he's just trying to bait them to like fucking do something, and they're like both like, fuck. Hell no, bro. Nah. Like, this is all bait.
The Duke of Death, he's just like all talk.
Yeah,
right. He's now
just, he's just scared. Yeah, it's so funny when they get held up outside the saloon, bro. The fucking writer just like pisses his fucking pants.
Yeah, I love it. He's like, all right, check his bag, you know. He's like, don't get wet.
Yeah. I'm like, oh shit, he's right though. And he just fucking pissed his fucking pants. Dude, I guess that's what it is, bro. When you're like that fucking scared, you know, you just fucking piss yourself.
Yeah. That's just like, well, like when he points the gun, he's like, go ahead, point the gun at me and kill me. You know, you can, free English Bob, you know, if you kill my ass right now, gives him the fucking loaded gun. But like, dude, if you actually hold a gun, it's like that fucking responsibility that you have is crazy.
Yeah, it's insane. Even when it's not loaded, I'm like, fuck, dude, this shit's fucking scary.
Yeah, it's a crazy feeling like holding a gun, you know, it's like, god damn. And then he's like, all right, point it at me, bitch. And then like, you know, you can get out of here.
Yeah, he's like,
hell no.
Fuck. And the thing is, like, he's just baiting him the whole time so he can just fucking kill his
ass. Blow his ass away. Even like, all right, you know, the Duke of Death, you know, give him the fucking gun. Let's see how much fucking, you know, if he's all talk. He was all talk.
Oh. He cannot lock the fuck in. It was just like, but it's one of those, like, it's a lose-lose situation, you know, even if he does it, it's just like, he probably dies because the other guy's quicker. And then he just gets fucking swarmed because he can't get out of the cell. That's what I'm saying.
He, like, dumps out all the bullets. He's like, I would have blown your ass away.
Yeah. If you grabbed the gun, you would have been.
He's like, you would have been fucking gone. Fucking fire.
Go.
W speed. Oh, my God.
And then, like, yeah, and the dude that the first dude that they killed, he was just like, he didn't even really do anything bad.
Yeah, he didn't. Yeah, he didn't do anything at all. Like,
he's like, I don't want to die.
Yeah, dude, it's so fucked, like, hearing him scream for his life. You know, that's the part that's like,
he's like, I'm dying. I'm dying. Shit, you are dying.
Yeah, dude, it's fucking cooked. Because they're just like fucking cattlemen.
Yeah. Like, and everything like, crazy is like, the dude lost his temper because all of this started because she laughed that he had a small pecker. I'm like, ooh.
What does that do to a man?
As a man, what does that do? How does this affect LeBron's legacy? Is more of the scenario here. Like, as soon as he fucking heard that, oh, he got a small pecker, this literally all started because of that.
Yeah.
And he felt so fucking offended that he needed to cut her up and make sure that no one could fuck her.
Yeah, that shit is
fucking
crazy.
Insane, man. Like, I'm like, what? Hey, man, sometimes you just get played the wrong card in life, and you got the small pecker, bro.
Yeah, you got to just play your cards out. Yeah, bro.
You got to make up another fucking, you got to make it up in other ways, because you're fucked. You got to get really good at that one.
Oh, my God.
Because your dick ain't going to make up for it. That shit's crazy, though. Like,
he literally... And it's that small dick syndrome, bro.
And it was
he lost his mind.
Yeah, he lost his mind. And it was so crazy because it's like she didn't even like it was.
It was like her.
She giggled at seeing it, and it wasn't like supposed to be anything crazy. But he immediately found it like, oh, she's laughing at my small dick. I gotta kill this bitch.
And she was like a new girl too.
Yeah, that's probably like, why she laughed.
Because the head whore, she was just like. Nah, she's like, she's new to this. She didn't know not to do that, you know?
Yeah.
Like, she's still, like, working out the kinks, you
like,
know?
Yeah, she didn't know that, like,
you know.
And, you know, they're probably, like, normal customers, you know, because they're, like, they're cattlemen nearby, you know? So they all, like, probably come there consistently to, like, you know, go at the billards and play.
Yeah, he's like, I love it because the dude that owns the fucking whorehouse, he's like, oh, you know, like, people are, you know, love to come over here to play billiards. And the sheriff's like, hell nah.
He's like,
what the fuck you mean play billiards?
He's like, why the fuck you lying, bro?
You fucking dumbass bastard.
And then when
that guy was such a piece of shit too,
yeah,
bro.
And then when like she gets cut, she's like, what the fuck? Like, this.
What about my money?
You should hang him for what he did to her. Like, what the fuck? He deformed her. She can't work now. And he's like, I'll give you 4 cows for it.
Yeah,
four horses. I mean,
yeah, not even cows, bro.
And they don't even get one. Like the dude who owns them gets the fucking
He's horses. Like, how am I gonna get compensated for this shit, for this disrespect?
And then the guy who we side die first, and like he's just screaming because he doesn't want to fucking die. He actually even tries to be nice to the one he cut up and tries to. He wasn't even the one that cut her.
Yeah, he was. And just he there tries by association.
And he brings another horse, his prized horse, to her to like make up. He's like, yo, I know this isn't gonna make up for like for what he did to you, but like this is all we got, you know. And it's one of those things. It is all he got. It's all he.
Yeah,
has.
He gives her an extra one, like a personal one.
He tries, but she says no. Or does she keep it?
No, she wasn't saying anything. But it was like the shift lead was just like, get the fuck out of here.
And
you
starts throwing fucking shit at him.
Yeah, they all start throwing shit. They're like, come on, you fucking evil bastards.
I'm like, what, dude? I couldn't imagine getting shit hurled at me, bro. I'd straight tweak.
Yeah, that would be crazy. Option just. Go ahead and just pick up shit. Even picking up shit.
Yeah, picking up shit and then deciding to fucking lob it at someone. I'm like,
yeah, that's crazy as fuck. Scared? Like, Obviously, back then it was dirty as fuck.
Yeah, everyone. Give a fuck, yeah, you know? It's like no one gave a shit.
I love it when like they first get to like the town, you know. Fucking Morgan Freeman's like, "Would you care if I?" He did the little fucking emoji with the fingers pointing together. Could I get it? Would you care if I got like, a whore?
Yeah.
Like what the fuck? He's like, and I don't give a. He's like sicker than fuck. He's yeah, just like,
and like before that, he's like, so you don't go into town and like you know like
oh yeah
like relieve yourself. He's like, no.
He's like, nah, I'm going in there looking for shit. And he's just yeah. like, so what do you use, your hand?
He's like,
bruh.
He's like, I don't miss her. He literally says, I don't miss her that much. I was like, oh, shit.
Like, damn. No, he said, I don't miss having, like, he said he doesn't miss having sex.
Yeah, go.
Yeah, he's just like, nah, bro, she was enough. Fuck it.
And I think it is nice that, like, they kind of keep his character kind of pure in that sense, you know, where, like, he.
Yeah, like, you know, in the horror ass.
Like, it does.
The girl that got cut up, my bad. The yeah. horror sounds sick. I can't remember the names, but like,
yeah, the one who cut up, like,
yeah,
he's like, he is being true to himself and trying to stick to his values. Where, yeah, like, he doesn't I ain't
gonna disrespect my wife, like,
yeah,
that.
Like, he's not gonna even his that. Wife may not be alive, but like, on that, Morgan Freeman says, Morgan Freeman's like, you would you be doing this if Claudia was still alive? And he's just like, this, he almost like completely yeah. drops doing everything right there, but he's yeah. like, I need the money, bro. It's a classic, estoy cansado, viejo.
I love it. It's the classic. I love it because he's just like, Morgan Freeman's like, oh, yeah, I don't really, you know, whatever, you know, I'll snipe his ass, you know? Yeah. And then it just completely turns the opposite, you know what I mean?
He could not snipe his ass.
He could not do that. Fucking hell, bro.
And then they just fucking spawn camp the other dude waiting for, and like, it's yeah, such dude. A spawn camp, they waiting for him to go outside and take a shit.
Yeah.
That shit's crazy.
I love it because even inside, I love the deputy that they send. Dude just like fucking sleeping.
The laziest shit ever.
Yeah, he's just he's like, oh yeah. He's like, I'm feeling well protected right now. The dude's just like, fucking sleeping.
He's like, just fucking sleeping in the corner.
I love the guy's just like, oh, I'm gonna go take a shit. And he's like, everybody's like, oh, we'll go with you. You know what I mean? He's like, what, you gonna wipe
yeah,
my ass?
Yeah, and he keeps turning them down. He's like, dude, I'm just fucking going outside to take
he
a shit.
He should have said yes.
He should have 100% said yes. Double
it up.
He should have doubled it up and had two bodyguards outside. But instead, boom, Schofield kid gets his ass. His first confirmed His one First and only body, confirmed yeah. kill.
Goat.
Oh, goat.
Actually, not goat.
No, because
it was the worst shit in the world.
Yeah, and he can he literally cannot fucking take it.
Yeah, bro.
He cannot fucking take it.
Yeah, I know. That shit's crazy. He's like, drink that pain away.
Yeah. He's like, this is how you fix your problems.
Yeah.
The grog.
Yeah, he said, keep drinking, son. You're fucked.
And it's never going to leave you. And then the whole movie, Clint Eastwood just, he's losing his mind. The shit's whole crazy. Fucking time. And when he's sick, he's just like, I see my wife. I'm like, oh, he's fucking dying.
Yeah. He's like seeing the people that he killed, you know.
And he's starting to repent for all his sins, which he's got. He's got more than to go. He's got more to go around than yeah, anyone.
Enough to go around. God damn.
Shout out Clint Eastwood.
Dude, how sick was it?
It was sick. I loved that movie. Honestly, it was like.
It's definitely hard to talk. Like, it's hard to talk once.
Yeah, because it's kind time. Of an. Yeah, it's hard to talk. And it's also like an action movie, you know, there's not as much. But, like, I think it was so much quotable shit, you know?
Dude, yeah, dude.
Yeah.
It's a hell of a thing killing a man. Like, yeah. I have that shit stuck in my head. It's ingrained in my head. It's such a good line, dude.
Yeah.
So much great lines in this, especially towards the end. You're like, oh, shit.
And Clint Eastwood just like a man, a few words.
Goat. Plays it well.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy.
He plays that serious tone well.
Yeah, it's one of these things. Actually, this movie was written like back in the 70s. Like, that's the one thing I know about it.
Really?
Yeah, and it was released like in the 90s. Well, he wrote it in the 70s, the guy that wrote this
shit. Yeah, the guy who wrote it.
And like, it was just like put away till like the 90s, then he made it.
Yeah, and then Clint Eastwood saw it, he's like, oh shit. I'm like
fucking Mercy.
Yeah. Pick your ass up.
Yeah, dude. Because I think, you know, like at that time, you know, like, you know. I think 50s and 60s was prime fucking
Westerns. Time?
Yeah. And then they kind of moved away from that. So I guess it just got put away. But like.
The guy was late into the game writing the Western.
Yeah. It's just crazy that he came and just resurrected this motherfucker. Such a good fucking movie.
He's like,
bro,
let me direct and act in this movie and then kill both.
Consistently hits it, bro.
Yeah.
That's his favorite thing to do.
And he's still hitting it at fucking 90 years old.
Yeah, 95.
95 years old.
God damn, he's bro. He's
almost a century old, bro. If we get to 2030 and he's still alive, he will be a century old. That's he would have crazy. Been alive. He would have been 11 years old.
That's the goal, is trying to survive Clint Eastwood.
Yeah, literally. Dude, if he reaches 100, he would have been alive since before the Second World War. I think
that's fucking crazy.
That's insane, bro. That is fucking insane.
Dude, it's crazy that he's still making fucking movies.
Yeah, like, and he's still like acting and directing movies. I'm like, dude, this motherfucker's like the oldest shit ever.
Yeah, like what the fuck?
What was the last movie he did?
Juror, like something. Juror, like some bullshit. But I heard that one was really good too.
He's just hitting it consistently.
Yeah. Well, I think like he shoots a lot of shots. You know, your mileage may vary, but like, you know, at least he's still going. You know,
he's doing still what hitting he likes. It hard.
Yeah. Fuck it. You know what I mean?
He's one of those dudes that like, oh, this is what I love fucking doing, so I'm gonna do it till I'm fucking gone.
It's always weird to like think like he's an artist. You know what I mean? Like he's such a like a stoic, like
yeah,
you
know what I mean? Like a stoic dude.
But like these guys are actually acting, you know, like it's like funny, you know what I mean? Like to see like, oh yeah, he's an actor. But like he plays like you just think he's a cool ass dude, you know what I mean? But like he's an artist, you know what I mean? In that sense. Fire. I love the score too. It's like that whole little
yeah.
It's so beautiful. And I love like how it bookends on like the both like the, you know, just like the same kind of shot, you know, where his wife's buried. I think in the beginning he's burying his wife.
Really? It's
like a little time lapse.
Oh, I might have not caught it.
Yeah, I think he's burying his wife.
That's sick though.
Yeah. I love he has the fucking doughboy died like 2 weeks later. Like he fades away.
Yeah, he fades away. Yeah, they hit the at the end of the movie, they like show another later. She's like, her mom went to go see her grandkids. His mother-in-law went to go see her grandkids, and he was nowhere to be found. And she still didn't understand why she married such a villainous, evil man.
Yeah.
And that he went off to California, San Francisco, and then made his money selling dried goods. I don't even know what the fuck that means, but
I don't know, like probably a fucking jerky or some shit, you know? Like
yeah, that's what my guess was. Dried goods. Like I don't know what other dried goods there'd be back then besides that.
It's just crazy to like, okay, like he made it out the hood, I guess, you know,
like he turned that money into a profit. And like at the end of the day, you know, besides it, as much as like the whole thing's about like how killing such a evil thing, like he was doing it for his kids, you know, just trying to get some money. He was straight struggling.
Yeah, but he was a evil fucking dude, you know,
evil bastard.
A fucking evil ass bastard. Oh my god.
He's the most evil one, I think, out of everyone. Yeah. Like he's straight up the most evil one. He just
Prime
dude. Prime King Von?
That's not even Prime King Von.
Yeah, I know. They were saying old
King Von. Yeah, dude. He caught one of the dreads.
Yeah,
like,
imagine
shit.
It.
He ate one of the dreads. No, this is the original King Von.
Yeah, he literally. He was just killing women and children just for fun. He's like,
That shit so insane, bro. Killed everything that once walked or crawled. Such a crazy line, dude.
He's like, and then you stop everything he ever will be.
He's like, I'm here to kill you, little Bill. And now I'm here to kill you. That shit's so sick, dude. Fire. And
little Bill's like, I'm scared.
Oh shit.
I'm scared, father.
And he's just like, father ain't gonna help you. Oh, I love he's just like, you're going to hell. He's like, I'll see you in hell or something?
Yeah, I'll see you in hell. He's like, yeah.
Boom! Dude, oh my God, dude. Cold ass, like, going bar for bar. Oh my God, dude. So well written, like, holy shit.
Killed that shit.
100%. There's only one person that could have played this role. And it was him, bro.
It was him.
It was him.
The fire. Old, yeah, the old regretful old man.
Fuck. Unforgiven, bro.
Fire ass movie. I give it the 3 Angry Birds stars.
Yeah, me too. I would give it the 3 Angry Birds stars. Well, it has to be from this movie. Like you like to do it.
Out of 5 fake kills a Scoville kid had, how many out of those?
I would get the 5 out of 5 imaginary kills.
Yeah, I would give him the 5. I'd give him the 5 out of 5 imaginary kills.
Uh-huh. Or the 3 shots that he took on that guy.
I give it the 3.
The 3 shots.
The one, the headshot one for sure.
For sure.
Well, I think that's it.
That about wraps it up.
Yeah, about wraps it up.
Did you guys check out
Unforgiven? Watch it if you haven't. Thank you guys for listening to this. Check us out on any of the social platforms that you enjoy. Follow us. Download us. and take care of yourselves. Have a good day.
Shout out to Clint Eastwood.